Okay, so we left off on the top of Nun Beis Amud Aleph. On the second line, the Gemara has a contradiction within Beis Shammai, that in the Mishnah they quote Beis Shammai is saying that you first say Kiddush, and then you say Baruch Pi HaGofen afterwards, and there's a Tosefta that probably is Alib de Beis Shammai, and it speaks of Havdalah, it doesn't speak of Kiddush, and it says with respect to Havdalah, that first say Baruch Pi HaGofen, and then say Havdalah. So first it takes the Gemara about 20 lines till he ascertains this Tosefta is Alibe de Beis Shammai. And then they say in the middle of the Omen, Mikoma Kam Kashe, it's the contradiction. How come by Kiddush they say first Kiddush and then Bar Pi HaGofen? By Havdalah they seem to say first Bar Pi HaGofen and then Havdalah. So the Gemara gives the answer. Beis Shammai Shani Yuli Yomim Apukiyami Yuli Yomim Kam de Makmina Lei Orif Apukiyami Kam de Makmina Lei Orif. So what would Beis Shammai say about Bichas Erisin? It's not a Yuli Yom, it's not a Puki Yom. What would they say about the Bracha Shekiddush she did Mibetan by Bris? Would they say the Bar Pi HaGofen before or after? The Gemara gave reasons before Shehayom Goren LeYayin Sheyava Kvakiddush Yom Adayin Yayin Labodah. He gave reasons why. So somehow this consideration of what's the consideration over here that a Puki Yom shouldn't look like Shabbos is a burden. That consideration, while we postpone the Havdalah to the end, outweighs the other two considerations, because the two considerations that the Beis Shammai, that's a Tosefta also. The Tosefta quotes the two reasons why Beis Shammai thinks that the Kiddush precedes the Bar Pi HaGofen, and those two considerations apply to Havdalah as well. And nonetheless, this consideration, and they didn't have three reasons, they didn't say, Yuli Yoima Kamada Magdmin on Treyodif. No, Tveyodif. He didn't say that. Apuki Yoima Kamada Macharin and Tveyodif, that's a consideration that outweighs these two considerations. That's what the Beis Shammai holds. So in each other case, you'd have to determine whether Beis Shammai also not for the consideration of Torah B'Shem and Torah Koidim, but they hold that their other two considerations outweigh that. So in Islam, in every Koshel Bracha, you have to determine which consideration that weighs which. Anyway, here, based on this Gemara, you don't see whether Beis Hillel holds from this consideration at all. Kama, with respect to Apuki Yoima. Apuki Yoima, Kama de Macharina, like Tveyor, Kechla, L'Shav, Elon, Kamas. The Gemara says that consideration within Beis Shammai. They never say within Basil, but we mentioned yesterday that it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch with respect to Sfira Sa'imer and Kiddush and Shula, Sfira Sa'imer and Havdalah. Which should you do first? So the Shulchan Aruch quotes this consideration, even though we pass like Basil. That's a Rebbe Kivegar is the Kasha, but we have other considerations that seems to that should outweigh that. If Sfira Sa'imer is the Rabbanon and Havdalah is the Raisa, so we should say Mekudosh Ein Mekudosh Mekudosh Kodem. So the Havdalah should precede the Sphere of Soima based on that cloud. And Apukiyam and Bahrina, maybe Bisil also holds in that cloud, but not if you have another cloud that outweighs it. So just like Bisil holds a Torah Shein, the Torah outweighs the cloud of Kol Apukiyam and Bahrina. No, they didn't say that. You don't see in the Gemara what Bisil holds with respect to this cloud. You don't see in the Gemara what they hold with respect to it. That's the Shana. In Hilchas Chanukah it says, in Hilchas Chanukah, the Ramah writes that you should. The Ramah quotes this also. Kol apuki yomim achrinon. So the Shana is in Shul. Should you say Havdalah first, or should you light Neres Chanukah first? So the Ramah says both in Shul and at home. You should light first Neres Chanukah and then recite Havdalah because of this consideration. Kol apuki yomim achrinon. There also Rebbe Kivegi could have asked the kasha that Havdalah is deraisa and Hadlok and Neres Chanukah is only with the Rabban. Could have asked the same kasha over there. So there the Taz has a taina against the Rabban. What kind of a kol apuki yomim achrinon that you want to postpone Havdalah till later, but by Hadlokas Neres Chanukah demonstrating that Shabbos is already doing a malacha. So what does it help apuki yomim that you say the official Havdalah later, but you're doing a malacha with the Hadlokas Neres Chanukah? So the Taz thinks that it doesn't make any sense. The Gemara here says, "Apukiyav Machmen, you recite Bar Piagofen before you recite Havdalah." Okay, so for reciting Bar Piagofen is Nishke Malacha. So you're not showing that Shabbos is over till you recite the Havdalah. But by Havlok and Neres Chanukah preceding the Havdalah, so that Havlok and Neres Chanukah itself is already a Malach. So what do you accomplish by Apukiyav and by postponing the Havdalah? So the Taz thinks that it doesn't make any sense. But he suggests a compromise. He says, no, in shul it's a public thing, and the minhag for so many years was like the Ramah, that first you light the Neres Chanukah, then you recite Havdalah. So a public thing like that, we're not going to change the practice and all the shul. But at home, nobody sees what anybody's doing. So the Taz thinks that at home, you should do what's more correct, the Hainu, you should recite Havdalah first, and then light Neres Chanukah, because you won't accomplish anything by postponing the Havdalah, because you're doing a Malacha anyway by the Hadlakas Neres Chanukah. And the Vilna Gaon disagrees with the Taz. It's a very long Taz and a very short Bir Agro. Bir Agro just writes one line, Ayin Taz v'chol dvar v'duchuy. Just doesn't agree with the Taz. He says the official bidding farewell to the Shabbos is the reciting of the Havdalah. So what do I care that you're doing a Malacha by Hadlakas Neres Chanukah before the Havdalah? But officially, he didn't say Havdalah yet. So the Vilna Gaon thinks that the Rambam is right, that you should apukei yomim machrina. So this idea is quoted within, we don't pass like Bisham, we pass like Bisil, so it's quoted both by Sfira Soma and by Chanukah, that you postpone the Havdalah till later.
Isn't Sfira Soma also, as you mentioned, that Sunday, you're going, so basically you're saying it's the next day.
I mean, the Taz is Kasha should apply there also by the Sfira Soma. Yeah. I don't remember that there's a Taz who argues over there. It's a good taina. The Taz should argue over there also, like he argues by Chanukah. I don't know. But the Vilna Gaon thinks that it is correct. And he thinks that even though the Gemara only says the Svara within Beis Shammai, that's what the Ramah and the Bir Agro, that even though the Gemara says it only within Beis Shammai, but Bisila would also agree if you don't have any other conflicting consideration. That's the question Rebbe Kivenger is, why don't you have a conflicting consideration? Why don't you say, Mekudesh Veinu Mekudesh, Mekudesh Kodesh, because the Havdalah is their rice, and we pass them bottom line like the Rama. Havdalah is their rice, and the Sfira Soma Bezmanah is their Rabbana. And the Havdalah is their Chanukah is only with the Rabbana. That's a shadow that comes up in the summertime. A lot of people daven Friday evening early, at an early minyan, and then they announce in shul, everybody should remember to count Sfira later. They don't count Sfira in shul, because it's before the Shkia. Everybody should remember to count Sfira, and everybody should remember to say over Kriya Shema. So in a lot of yeshivas, they stop in the middle of the meal, and they announce everybody should say Kriya Shema, and they should count Sfira. So which order should you do the two mitzvahs? So the Sfira Soma, we assume, bottom line, is the Rabbanah. And the Kriya Shema we assume is Deraisa. The Gemara had a machlokes, and we pass from Kriya Shema Deraisa and Daf Chalfala from Anah. So the Pashto should be like the Tzlach said, like Rabbi Kivega said, whenever you're performing two mitzvahs, and it doesn't matter to you whether you do first A and then B, or you do B and then A, so you should first do the mitzvah Deraisa, then do the mitzvah Derabbanan. So shouldn't the Kriya Shema be recited before the Sfira Soma?
It's also Tadir.
Kriya Shema is more Tadir, yeah. Both. Tadir and Bekudesh, yeah? That's correct. Unless you'll say there is an opinion in Tosis on the first daf, Tosis with the Rosh discusses that when they daven Ma'ariv before, they daven Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha, so maybe just like Rabbi Yudis says that you can daven Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha, and that's what we're relying on, because the Gemara says, Tosis on the first daf in the Masechta, the first Tosis quotes the Gemara daf Chav Zayin Amin Aleph. There's no hachro in the machloikis rebut in the Rabbanan. Whether the Zman Mincha is up until Plaga Mincha, and that's when Zman Mar begins, or the Zman Mincha is up until Sof Hayom, and then Kol Hayom, and then the Mar of Zman Mar begins by Lailo. The Gemara says we don't have any hachro, so it's optional. You can choose to follow whichever opinion you want. David Kemar Rabbi, David Kemar Rabbi. If you want to follow Rabbi Yudah, that's acceptable. If you want to follow the Rabbanon, that's acceptable. So Tosfos assumes that the Machlokes Rabbi Yudah and the Rabbanon is not only with respect to Tefillah, Tefillah's Ma'ariv, it's with respect to Kriya Shema as well. And the Psak of the Gemara, that it's optional, is with respect to Kriya Shema as well. Very strange. Why should it be with respect to Kriya Shema? That's what the Achronim is. Rabbi Kivegra and the Mishnah quotes the Tanif and the Pri Chodosh. Tefillah is only the Rabbanon. So Sveika, the Rabbanon Lakula. So the Gemara says, even though it's Machlekes Yochid V'Rabim, Machlekes Abiyun and the Rabbanon, but you ought to say Yochid V'Rabim Alocha K'Rabim. So for some reason or another, the Gemara says, Lo Yit Nehilchus Aloy Kemar V'Lo Kemar. There's no Hachra here. Maybe Mistab B'Taymah the Rabbi Yudah. Maybe the third Rabbi Yudah Svara is very strong. It's a good argument. So they treat it as if it's a Machlekes which has no Hachra. So therefore, it's optional. David Kemar, but David Kemar can follow whichever opinion you want because Sveika the Rabbanon Lekula. But Kriyash Mazdach Adin Daraisa. So how can you say David Kemar Rabbit? So it sounds from the Tosis as if they're working with the Shita, the Kriyash Malav Daraisa. That was a Machlekes and Daf Chafalo for the Kriyash Malav Daraisa, Kriyash Malav Daraisa. Shagasari points out the Tosis in Soito and Perik Elu Namarim also sounds like they passed, like they hold la halacha, the Kriyash Mazlav Derais. So that's the Shaila. If you already said Kriyash Ma by the early minyan, maybe you talk not, according to Tosfos, you yotzi Kriyash Ma, you're not mechuyev to recite Kriyash Ma again later on. The Sfiras Omer, they didn't count at all at the early minyan. So maybe that's why in many places the practice is, many yeshivas, the practice is that they announced that everybody should get up, stand up, and count Sfiras Omer. And then everybody should sit down and say Kriyat Shema. Why don't they announce everybody should first say Kriyat Shema Deraisa, then count Sfiras Omer Derabbanan? So maybe even though one is Deraisa and one is the Rabbanon, then maybe since the Sfiras Omer is a Vadai and the Kriyat Shema is only a Sofek, so maybe that makes the Vadai more Mekudesh than the Sofek. I don't know. A Sofek Deraisa is less important than a Vadai Derabbanan. I don't know. But in many places, that is the practice, many sheaves have such a practice, they'll announce. That the no, that Rabbi Yudah never said that you can do any mitzvah shizmana balaylo bayom. He just said about davening shmone esrei. So some rishonim say that's all. He never even said about brichas kriyashma. The other rishonim say no, that normal you daven shmone esrei with smichas gula l'tefila with the brichas kriyashma. So it's self-understood that Rabbi Yudah Shita covers that too, but it doesn't necessarily cover the Sfiras Omer. That's in Gansan a different din. That's a different din. In Shulchan Aruch they quote two opinions. If one counts Sfiras Omer echta plaga mincha, is it for tomorrow? You count Sfiras Omer for tomorrow night, is one yotzei or not? But I don't think it's based on the fact that Rabbi Yudah holds you can daven ma'ariv echta plaga mincha. It's a different svara. It's good enough. The counting that you do late in the afternoon relates to tonight. You don't necessarily have to count on that day. You can count in advance of the day, if it's soon before the day, samach to the day. So that's what the Gemara said. The Gemara says within Beis Shammai that there's a svara, apuke yoyma miachrinon, kol apuke yoyma miachrinon. That svara outweighs the both considerations that Beis Shammai gave with respect to Kiddush, the two reasons that he gave for Kiddush. Why you should first say Kiddush, then say Bar Pergof, and really should apply both to Havdalah as well, but this svara, this consideration outweighs both of those. Within Beis Shammai doesn't say, within Beis Hillel doesn't say what their opinion is, whether they consider this significant idea or not. But in Shulchan Aruch they quote that even the Beis Hillel would also agree to this consideration of Kol HaPikiyah V'Machrin. Yes, so how does the Gemara demonstrate that that brisa by Havdalah follows Beis Shammai's opinion? Let's see the third line. Avoh Tanya, Frag Marakash, we have a Brisa, and Nichnas Lebeisa, B'Matzoi Shabbos, comes home from Shul, and he's going to say Havdalah. So it says, Mevorach ala Yayin, Val Amor, Val Absom, Vachachachem, Havdalah. We don't follow that. We in Shulchan Aruch, they give you the Rosh Tevis Yavne. Yud Beis Nun Hez, the Rosh Tevis Yayin, Besomim, Ner, and Havdalah. So we don't follow this Shita, that you first say Bar Miyar Hoesh, then you say Bar Minim Som. So the Gemara says that this issue is a Machlekes Hatanoi. That's how the Gemara is going to say. The next line, the Gemara says, and this, why do you think that Tosefta follows Beis Shammai? Maybe the Tosefta follows Beis Hillel. Just like by Kiddush, he say Bar Pergofim first, then Kiddush. Havdalos, he say Bar Pergofim first, then Havdalos. Who says that the Tosefta follows Beis Shammai? Dima Beis Hillel. The Gemara says, Lois Al-Gadayto. He can't think that it's Beis Hillel. Diktani Mo'or, Ba'kach Psomim. It says in that Tosefta, the first you say Bar Meresh, then you say Bar Minim Psamim, and we don't do like that. That's Machlek B'Sham Yisrael. Man Shamis like this lehas for B'Sham Yitanya. We have another Tosefta. Omer Rabbi Yudah Nechlu B'Sham Yisrael Ala Mazim. We'll get to that later. Amen Nechluku. They all had a tradition that some kind of Machlek B'Sham Yisrael. So in the Mishnah it's presented one way, and the Tosefta quotes Reb Meir, it's not Mishnah Reb Meir. And the Gemara says that the Mishnah is presenting the Machlokes Shem Yisrael is Reb Meir's opinion, and Reb Yudah's version of the Machlokes was different. Which one do you say first? First you say Bar Mi'awesh, then you say Bar Mi'msam. So here the Tosefta that's on the third line from the top says that you say first Barim Yari Hoesh, then Barim Minim Samim. So that's Beishama Shita. So it's Beferish that is Beishama. Sure. Freg the Gibar, but my the Beishama Hiali, but Rabbi Yudah, that's Rabbi Yudah's version. But Rabbi Meir holds that they both agree. According to Rabbi Meir's version that appears in the Mishnah, both Beishama and Basil both agree that you say first Barim Yari Hoesh, then you say Barim Minim Samim later. And Machlek Beishama and Basil is a different detail Machlek. Freg the Gemara. How do you know that Tosefta is Alib Beis Shammai with Rabbi Yudah's version? My the Beis Shammai Alib Rabbi Yudah Dilma Beis Hillel Alib Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir's version that appears in the Mishnah, both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, they both agree. Not the practice that we have to say first Bar Mi'ar Hesh, then to say Bar Minim Samim. So the Gemara says it cannot be that the Tosefta is clearly not following Rabbi Meir's version, because Rabbi Meir says that the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel was. He's going to recite. He only has one cup of wine, apparently. And he's going to go home and he's going to eat Malava Malka. And he's going to recite Birchas Hamoz and Alakos. Ah, funny story over here. He's going to eat Malava Malka before he says Havdol Alakos. The Gemara says in the last Perikim Sochim that you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink before you say Havdol. There's even one opinion that Toam. Einam Avdil, if you made a mistake and you ate or you drank before Havdalah, you lost your chance and you may as well, you're not allowed to say Havdalah. You're not allowed to say Havdalah. You can only, Havdalah b'tefillah, you got to say Atachon Antonim. Havdalah lakos is only Lahavdil ben Suda Shabbos l'Suda Schol. So if you already ate, the mezid of b'shoigig, whatever the story is, the Torah made him Avdil. You don't gain anything by saying Havdalah, b'yal brachal b'atolah. You already said Havdalah b'tefillah. So you don't say Havdalah. Alakos. We don't paskin like that. Toam einam avdil. We paskin like the other our opinion in the Gemara, the conclusion of the Gemara, that Hilchasa Toam. There's one opinion that Kiddush also. You already said Kiddush betfilo. Nonetheless, I'm a Kiddush betfilo. Has to say Kiddush alakos as well. But what's the purpose of repeating the Kiddush alakos? So one opinion in the Gemara is Kedei lahavdil. We kept on saying in order to be Kaber the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos. But there's one opinion in the Gemara that the main purpose of the Kiddush Alakos is lahavdil ben achilas shel rishus lachilas de mitzvah. That what you eat all week long is achilas shel rishus, and what you eat on Shabbos is achilas shel mitzvah. And you're ready. Where you eat the Kiddush betfila? And when you say havdalah betfila, you eat havdalah. You can be eat havdalah there. So why did the Chacham require hamavd betfila soch shehavdal alakos and hamikadosh betfila soch shekadosh alakos? So there's one opinion there in Arvid Pesachim. That the role of the Kiddush Alayayin and the role of the Avdol Alayayin, the main purpose is Lahavdol ben Achilush al Mitzvah Lachilush al Rishus. Vaftoam, if he already had a bite on Shabbos before he said Kiddush, Toam ain't a Mekadosh, because he won't accomplish anything. He's already had Achilush al Mitzvah without having a Havdolah, without having a Heker between the two. That's the Gemara, that Gemara in Arvid Pesachim, that the Gemara quotes this opinion. That Torah made a Mekadosh and Torah made a Mavdil, because the main purpose, we don't paskin like that. The Gemara said, Hilchas a Torah Mekadosh and Hilchas a Torah Mavdil. We don't paskin like that, but apparently this is a consideration. We don't paskin that. That's the main purpose for the Kiddush Alayayin, main purpose of Havdol Alakos. That's not the main purpose, but that is one of the considerations. So that's the Gemara that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, when the Ramah says that the minig is that you blow shofar all of Chodesh Elul and Shul at the end of Shacharis, except for Erev Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because Tkiyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is a Chayvah, and Tkiyah Shofar, the whole Chodesh Elul, is only a Minig. So you want to have Kedei Lahavdil ben Tkiyah Shel Rishus leTkiyah Shel Mitzvah. That Tkiyah on Rosh Hashanah a Chayvah, and Tkiyah the whole of Chodesh Elul is only a Minig. So you want to have a Havdolah. So the Vilna Gaon says, what's the Makkah? So he's Mitzayin, Psachim Daf Kuf. That's the Daf where it says you have to have a Havdolah ben Achilu Shel Rishus, Achilu Shel Mitzvah. So, that is a consideration. We paskin nonetheless, even though Toam, so the Kiddush will not be mavdal by Nachilosh HaVishus, Nachilosh HaMitzvah, Toam before Havdalah, we paskin that nonetheless you say the Kiddush, nonetheless you say Havdalah. So by the Kiddush, we said many times, for the purpose of being Kaved, the Suda, L'Shem Suda Shabbos. What's by the Havdalah? It's not to be kaveh any. There is no din that Havdalah has to be ein Havdalah elam makom suda. No, the Chachamim wanted we should enhance the chashivas of the bracha of Havdalah. It's not sufficient that you say Havdalah b'tefillah. We want to have Havdalah ala kos also. Even though really you could have been yotze with the Havdalah b'tefillah. They want us to recite Havdalah ala kos. So there is a din that you're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. Tosis even quotes Tosis Menicho ad lachar amozen. So they quote Ameimar, once didn't have any wine on Mitzoy Shabbos to say Havdalah. And he was hungry, he was starving. And he thought that Sunday, sometime on Sunday, he would succeed in getting wine. And he was of the opinion that you can recite Havdalah on Sunday as well. Gemara has different opinions there. How late into the week can you recite Havdalah? So one opinion is only on Mitzoy Shabbos at night. One opinion is all day Sunday till the end of the day, till Shkia. And the third opinion that we follow is you can say Havdalah up until the Tuesday evening, till the end of Tuesday, because the first 3 days after Shabbos are called, are all considered, in a certain sense, Matzoy Shabbos. The Gemara says in Gittin, if you write a get, there's a takana mid the Rabban, you have to write Zman. And if you don't write the Zman, so it's a posel mid the Rabban, get shame was Zman, it's posel mid the Rabban, various dinim. So the Gemara says the Zman doesn't have to be 100% pinpointing exactly. It's 1:24 on the Tuesday afternoon, the Parsha is Tetzaveh, and which day of the month it is exactly, which year it is. The Gemara says if it's a little vague, it's also good. So the Gemara says if you didn't say exactly what day of the week it was, he wrote, it's Mekami Shabbato, Parshas Tetzaveh, Shnas Tavshin Samaches. So Mekami Shabbato refers to Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And if he wrote Lebaso Shabbato, Parshas Tetzaveh, Shnas Tavshin Samaches, so Lebaso Shabbato is a range of 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. First 3 days are called Baso Shabbat, and the next 3 days are called Mekami Shabbat. So Gemara says in Gittin that that would satisfy more correct is you should have the day. You don't have to write the hour. More correct is you write exactly what the day is. But the Gemara says, but yeah, but if you write the month or you write Chodesh Adar Rishon Shnas Tovshin Samaches. You don't really know which day within Adar Rishon. So the Gemara says, but yeah, but that would be good. So the Gemara has also, if you write Basar Shabbat, Mekam Shabbat, it's also good. So those are the three opinions there in Arvi Psochem, Daf Kuv Zayin. One opinion you can only say Avdolah Matzoi Shabbos, one opinion you can say a whole day Sunday, and one opinion is you can say up until Tuesday evening. So the Gemara says, Amemar was of the opinion that you can still recite Havdalah even on Sunday, and he was hungry, he was starving, but he didn't have any wine to recite Havdalah, and he thought he expected to get wine on Sunday, so he went to sleep, Tovas. Tovas means he was starving. He went to sleep hungry. Pirish lon meune. He went to sleep hungry. Lefi shlohayle ayin lahavdil alav. Didn't have any wine in the dinners. You're not allowed to eat before you say Havdalah. So Tesis says, so what's going on over here? That Rab Meir in the Mishnah's version is Rab Meir. Meir quotes the Machlokes B'Sham Misil. The guy comes home from shul, and he only has one cup of wine. He doesn't have two cups of wine. So he's going to have to, and he wants to eat Malav Malka. He's hungry. So he wants to save the cup of wine to recite Birchas Hamozen al Ayayin together with the Havdol al Ayayin. So we allow him to eat the Malav Malka before reciting Havdolah. So it's a pella. How can you not allowed to eat before Havdolah? So that's a pella. Tess is going to work on that. Tess is going to show from the Gemara what the Pshat is over here. It clearly is against that opinion. There's one opinion in the Gemara that Toa made a Mavdil. One opinion in the Gemara is that if by mistake you went ahead and you ate before reciting Havdalah Alaka, so you lost the chance, you lost your opportunity of saying Havdalah, can't say Havdalah. So the Braisa clearly does not assume like that. The Braisa is telling us that sometimes you're even permitted Lachatchila to eat before you say Havdalah. If you only have one cup of wine, why should that be a consideration? He only has one cup of wine, and he wants very much to recite Birchas Hamozen al Ayayin, so therefore and he only has one cup of wine, so we allow him to recite Havdalah and Birchas Hamozen under one cup of wine. Why is that such a pressing consideration that he wants to recite Havdalah, that he wants to recite Birchas Hamozen al Ayayin? So Taisa shows from the Gemara. The Gemara interprets because there is a machlokes whether Birchas Hamozen tuna kais or Birchas Hamozen ain't a tuna kais. Is there a din that whenever you bench, he's supposed to recite Birchas Hamozen al akos? But there is no such din. So the Gemara says, it's trei tanoi alibi de Beishamai. There are two versions within Beishamai. What a Beishamai holds. So this Braise is working on the assumption that Birchas Hamozen tuna kais, that the din requires. If you don't have yain, you don't have yain. You don't say he may as well not bench. You don't say let him not bench because he does not want. No, he'll bench with that. But if you have wine, it then requires that you have to have a cup of wine to recite Birchas Hamazon and Alakos. So since the fellow only has one cup of wine and he plans to eat Malav Malka, he wants to eat bread. He wants to eat bread from Malav Malka, and the din is Birchas Hamazon to Nakoi. So that consideration, since the din requires if you have wine, you have to use the wine to recite Birchas Hamazon. So in such a Shas HaTrak, we allow the people to eat before Havdalah in order to recite the Birchas Hamazon and Alakos. The Gemara there himself talks about the other issue about Eino Mishtek Dushas Enoise Mitzvus Chavilus Chavilus. What the Gemara said before, that's the problem. How do you say Havdalah and Birchas Hamazon on one cup of wine? Isn't that a violation of Chavilus Chavilus? So that's a problematic Gemara with a problematic Rambam. That's what the whole theme of the Sugyim Sochim is all about. What happened to the din of Chavilus Chavilus? But at least our Gemara explains Nachmal. So the Mishnah and the Tosef to have two versions. They had an old tradition as Machlekes B'Sham B'Sil regarding the order of reciting all the brachas of Havdalah. So Rabbi Yehuda and the Tosef, Rabbi Yehuda's version was that Machlekes B'Sham B'Sil, which do you say first? Barim Yaruhesh or Barim Minim Sam? That's the whole Machlekes. And what about if you got stuck and you had to eat a whole meal before you recite Havdalah and you're going to recite both Birchas Hamazon and Havdalah Alakos, so where does the Birchas Hamazon fit in? Rabbi Yehuda says that was not a Machlokes B'Sham and B'Sil. They both agree that you have to recite the Birchas Hamazon first. Om Rabbi Yehuda, that's how the Gemara quotes it, Tosef, L'nechluko B'Sham B'Sil ala Mazon she'betchila v'ala Havdalah shehu b'sof. This they all agree, that if you had to eat Malav Malka, you had to eat Malav Malka before you recited Havdalah Alakos. We permit him to eat the Malav Malka before. Why? So our Gemara says because Birchas Hamazon to Nakos. Some Rishonim add on because it's a mitzvah to have Malav Malka. They say it's a combination of two considerations. The Gemara on Shabbos says that the proper thing is to have Malav Malka on Matzoy Shabbos. You have to have pas. Let him eat something without pas from Lava Malka. So either the Gemara is telling you have to have pas from Lava Malka, or the story is that's what they ate. Normal people, Bizman HaGemar, would eat bread for the meal, not like today that we hardly ever eat bread. So some Rishonim say it's a combination of the two factors, because there is a mitzvah to have Lava Malka, and Birchas Hamazon Tunakos. And the situation is he only has one cup of wine, so therefore we allow him, in this case, a big Shas HaTrak, we allow him to eat before Havdalah, and he's going to violate apparently Chavilus Chavilus. It's also strange. You're going to recite Havdalah and Birchas Hamazon on the same cup. So Rabbi Yehuda claims that there's no machlokes that you're going to say the four brachas. First bracha is going to be Birchas Hamazon. He leaves out the Bar Piagof, and that he doesn't talk about. First you're going to say Birchas Hamazon, and at the end you're going to say Havdalah. And the middle is the machlokes B'Sham B'Sil, which comes first? Whether Barim Minim Som comes first and Barim Yaruhesh, that's how we follow B'Silo. Well, Beishamai says the reverse. And this is against Reb Meir's version in the Mishnah that they both agree, Beishamai and Misil both agree, not the way we do. At first you say, Barim Yari Hoesh, and then you say, Barim Minim Besamim. And the Machlek is Beishamai and Misil is, in this case, where the fella had to eat before he says Havdalah, because he only has one cup of wine, and Birchas Hamazon to Nakos, and then at the end, where does he insert the Birchas Hamazon? So Beishama Yomrim Ner Umazan Bisamim Bahavdala. You recite Birchas Hamazon in between Bar Miyar Hesh and Barim Imsam. Bisilamim, no, you say it later. Ner Upsamim first and then Mazan Bahavdala. So these are the two versions. Nachamal. So the Gemara says, Loisal Kadaita going back again. That Tosefta that starts on the third line from the top of the Amud has to be Aliba de Beishamai with Rebuta's version. Why? Because it says on the last line in that Tosefta, Mein Lala Koisechod, if he only has one cup of wine and he has to bench after Malav Malka, and he has to say Havdalah Alakos, Menichola Achar Hamazon, he shouldn't say Havdalah till after he eats Malav Malka, he should eat before Havdalah, or Mishal Shalom Kulam Li Acharav, and he should say first Birchas Hamazon, and then say the whole Havdalah afterwards. So the Gemara said that's clearly that clearly doesn't correspond to Rameir's version in the Mishnah. Rameir claims that in such a situation, that's the Machlekes B'Sham Yisil. Where do you insert the Brichas HaMazon? In between Bar Mi Arhesh and Bar Mi Misamim, or after Bar Mi Misamim? And the Tosefta says that you recite Brichas HaMazon first. That's Rabbi Yehuda's version. So the Gemara says that Tosefta is going with Rabbi Yehuda's version, which is quoted in the Tosefta. It's not quoted in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda's version of the Machlekes B'Sham Yisil is only quoted in the Tosefta. And it's following Beishamai Shita within Rabbi Yehuda's version. So the Gemara says, so the upshot of the story is that we have established that this Tosefta on the third line from the top is clearly Alibid Beishamai. So why do they say first Bar Piagof and then Abdullah? Why is Kiddush different from Abdullah? So that's when the Gemara came up with the answer within Beishamai, a difference between Apuki Yayma and the Yuli Yayma. Yeah, what is it according to Rabbi Yehuda? What's the machlekes? When you say Abdullah, what do you say Borim Yori Ha'esh first, or you say Borim Minim B'Samim first? What's the Borim Yori Ha'esh all about? So Rashi Anun Beis Amid Beis, 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud, Rashi refers you to the Gemara Psochim, Perek Dalet, Daf Nun Dalet Amin Aleph. The Gemara Psochim says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught to Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon was created on the Yom HaShishi to the Briya Sheshes Mebresh on Friday, Erev Shabbos, and he sinned on the same day, and he was chased out of Gan Eden. And then on Shabbos, they told him he should do tshuva. Mizmashili and Mashabbos, Tav Lahodas Lashem, it's good to say Vidui, Lahodas Miloshem Vidui. He did tshuva, and he was accepted a little bit. His tshuva was accepted. And then on Matzoy Shabbos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Adam HaRishon how to control fire, how to make energy from fire. So Zeicher to that fire that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Adam HaRishon how to harness energy. So that's about every Matzai Shabbos we recite Bari Mi Arish. The Bari Mi Arish is not really part of the Havdalah. That's what the Mishnah Brewer writes in original Chiddush. He thinks that even if women are Mechuyiv and Havdalah, he doesn't think that they're Mechuyiv to recite Bari Mi Arish. Bari Mi Arish you can say whenever you want. Whenever you smell some, you can say Bari Mi Arish. So because on Matzai Shabbos the Nesham Yisera goes away and we feel a little faint, after losing, if you lose a lot of blood, if you donate blood, you feel a little faint. So if you lose a whole neshama yisera, so you feel a little faint. So you give the person psamim to come to a little bit. So the psamim, everybody says bar minim psamim. Men, women, children say bar minim psamim all week long. Whenever you want to smell psamim, you say birchas harir. So the women, it makes sense. If a woman is mechuyiv ben avdala, let her say bar minim psamim in the middle. But bar mihaesh doesn't really relate to the Havdalah. It's zecher to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Adam HaRishon how to harness the energy in the fire on Matzoy Shabbos. So the Mishnah Berurah thinks that that should really be a mitzvah saseh shazman groma. The Rabban. It's not a mitzvah saseh deraisa shazman groma. A mitzvah the Rabban shazman groma. So that was the machlokes we learned on the Chofam and Beis. That was the machlokes Rashi and Tosis. The cloud, the kol mitzvah saseh shazman groma, Noshim Pturis, they said the top Tosis on the Beis. So Rashi's opinion was that the klal only applies to mitzvahs deraisa. The klal doesn't apply to mitzvahs derabanan. The generally accepted opinion is the way Tosfos says that even a mitzvah derabanan, that's a mitzvah says it's shazman groma. The women are potter, and Tosfos proves it from Hallel that the Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches that women are not obligated to recite Hallel. The assumption being because it's a mitzvah says shazman groma. So Tosfos assumes that Dovah Pashat the Hallel is lav deraisa. And still women are potter, so it's a conclusive raya that even on the mitzvah derabanan, if it says man grama, women are potter. How's Rashi going to deal with that? So that's what Rav Elbel Soloveitchik wrote in his Sefer on Sukkah. Maybe Rashi's opinion is like the Baha, that halal on yontav is deraisa. Maybe he thinks that halal on yontav is deraisa. So that's why the Gemara applies the rule kol mitzvah sesa shaz man grama noshim turis by halal on yontav. But Tosfos assumes that halal on yontav is only derabanan. And that's what Tosfos shows in all the various Gemara. The Gemara said that women are chayv in Mikra Megillah, women are chayv in Hadlokas Neres Chanuk, women are chayv in Haseba, because, and Arba Kosis, because Afen Hoi Biasanes. What do you need this explanation for? So Tosfos said, if not for that special consideration, we would have said that women should be exempt because it's a mitzvah saseh, shazman grom, even though it's only the Rabbanon. So that's Tosfos Lishitasm, that they hold that on a mitzvah, the Rabbanon also the rule applies. So the Mishnah Berurah assumes that we follow Tosfos. That's the more popular opinion, is the way Tosfos says that women are exempt from mitzvah shman grama, even if the mitzvah is only the rabbanon. So he thinks that the women are not mechuyev to say borei miyori ha'ish. He says it's not part of the Havdalah. It's a separate bracha. It's zeicher to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught the Marishan how to harness the energy and the fire on Mitzvah Shabbos of Sheshes Meibreishin. So that's why we always say. So what's over here getting back again? So the Bari Minim Samim is because we lose Anisham Yisera, so we feel a little faint. And the Bari Miyari Ho'esh is zeicher to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Adam Marishan on that Mitzvah Shabbos how to use fire. So we, every Mitzvah Shabbos, we recite Bari Miyari Ho'esh. So according to Rabbi Yudah's version in the Tosefta, this is a Machleket B'Sham Yisil. Which should you say first? Yeah, our practice is that we say Bari Minim Samim first. Why? So we assume Al Pi Pashtus. I saw the Kaf HaChaim quotes from Kaf HaChaim is Ba'Asfardi and Mekubal. So he quotes all kinds of Kabbalistic explanations. This is this, and this is this, and this is, I don't know what the words mean. But Al Pi Pashtus, I think the way it's usually assumed, I looked a little bit in the Rishonim, I couldn't find, but it must be Rishonim on Psochim. I think the Rishonim say this, that the minute Shabbos is over, the Nesham Yisera goes away. So right away you feel faint. So the first thing you should do is to have a little psalmim, to be Meshavis HaNefesh. And then after you've come to, and you didn't completely faint, so now we recite Bar Mi'ar Hyo'esh, that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shabbos is over, and just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught the Marishan how to use fire, so we too today have the ability to use fire. So you can't use fire till after Shabbos is over. So first you say Bar Minim Psamim, the second Shabbos is over, you lose the Neshama Yisera, and then after Shabbos is over, Mikan V'yelach, you're allowed to use the fire. So it's not just a bracha over the past, in commemoration of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Adam Rishon how to use fire. I mean, he taught him, and it's on an ongoing basis. Adam Rishon taught us, transmitted that secret. We know how to use fire today to make energy and so on. So that's why you say, that's the way we paskin. That's why you say Bari Bini Psalmim first, then Bari Mi'ar Hu'esh. The Gemara Namad Beis, on Nun Beis Amin Beis, quotes again this Shaila. The Gemara tells this story. You have narrow lines and medium-sized lines and the wider lines. And the medium-sized lines, the Gemara tells the story. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Ikla the Bei Rava. He visited Rava. So he said, Havdalah Chazir the Rava, the Baruch HaPsalmim Bereish. He said, Havdalah, normal, the way it says in the Siddur. He said, Bari Minim Psalmim first. So he says, Amalai Michta Bisham Sil Amor La Pligi. He says, the Machlekes Bisham Sil is a different Machlekes. Where in the Mishnah, the way it says in the Mishnah, they both agree that they say Bar Me'ahuesh first, Bar Minim Samim second. They only argue, where do you insert the Bichas HaMazon? In between Bar Me'ahuesh and Bar Minim Samim, or after both? So why did you recite first Bar Minim Samim and then Bar Me'ahuesh? Only Rava Basrei, so Rava says, chimes in right after he says, yeah, that's what it says in the Mishnah. Zudirei Remeir. Aber Rabbi Yudah, amen, not so. Rabbi Yudah is quoted in the Tosefta, Nechlu B'Sham Yisil Al Amazon Shibitchilo Al Avdol Shid B'Sof. Amen, Nechlu, which one comes first? And the din is like Bishilo. And the din is like Bishilo, according to the version, that's what Rava answered. The din is like Bishilo, according to the version of Rabbi Yudah in the Tosefta. So that's why Rava said Rava lived in Babel. The Amar Rabbi Yechon or Rabbi Yechon lived in Eretz Yisrael. He also said the same thing. Nagam ke Beis Hillel libe de Rabbi Yudah. That we follow Beis Hillel according to the version of Rabbi Yudah. Yeah. Tosis there points out that this is a problem. Nagam ha'am is a technical term. In other Gemaras, the Gemara says sometimes you'll say. Let's see. Says to look in Erevin Samad Beis Samad Beis. The Gemara has three opinions. Sometimes the Gemara will quote the Machlokes Hatanoim, and the Gemara will say we follow Shita A. So one Amora will say Halacha Kishita A. The other one will say Nogoham Kishita A, and the other one will say Minhogo Kishita A. What's the difference? What do you say Halacha Kishita A, or the Minig is like Shita A, or Nogoham? So the Tosis Bayas says it says in the Gemara in Erevin, on Dav Samach Beis and Beis, it says on the side, it doesn't say it in Erevin. Tosis in Erevin quotes it from a Gemara in Tainus. It's in Tainas Dav Chavov on the base. Tosis in Erev and quotes it from Tainas, but it's not really in Erev. So the Gemara says that these are three different technical terms. If an Amora says Alocha Kedibrei Ploini, so that means Darshin Alei B'Pirka, that the rabbi should teach dinim from the pulpit and he should tell the Balabatim. The din is like Tana A. He should paskin like Tana A. If an Amora is going to say the minig is like Tana A, so what it means is B'Pirka Loi Darshinon. The rabbi should not publicize the psak, but if a balabas comes to ask a shayla, he should paskin, yeah, the din is like Shita A. And if it says in the Gemara, Nogu Ha'am Kishita A, that means not only is the rabbi not supposed to paskin in public like that, Loi Dashin Alei B'Pirka, even if they'll come and ask a shayla, the rabbi should not say privately the halacha is like Shita A. It's just B'Dieved, Nogu Ha'am means Arui Nami Loi Marina, not only Loi Dashin Alei B'Pirka, even if they ask a shayla, also you don't say, Avali Avdi, but if they follow Shita A, if Shita A is a Kula, if Shita A is a Kula, so then the Gemara says in Tainus, that's Chavav, that's quoted here in Erev and Dav Samach Beis and Beis by the Tosfos, Lo Machina Biyadai, Ein Moichem Biyadai. These are the three technical terms. If it says Hilchasa means Dashin Levi Pirka, if it says Minhaga, the Amora says the Minig is like Shita, it means Lo Dashin Levi Pirka, but if a Balabas comes to ask a Shaila, we should Arui Marinale, we should pass like that. And Nagoam means Lachatchili shouldn't say like that. But B'dieved, if someone did it, so you tell them that you don't have to do the mitzvah over again. B'dieved, it's okay. So Tosfos says, wait a minute. What's the din over here? That it says in the Siddur, and it says in the Shulchan Aruch, Yavna. You say, Yayin, Bisamim, Ner, Havdalah. We do Lachatchila like this. We say Bisamim before Ner. We follow Beis Hillel, Aliba the Reb Yudah, the version of Reb Yudah within the Beis Hillel. So why does Rabbi Yechanan say, Nogu Ha'am, Kebeisila Nogoa means that B'dieved, if you said Havdalah like that, Loi Machina B'yadayu. You don't have to make a fuss, you leave it the way it is, B'dieved Yoyotze. Why is it only B'dieved? But we do it Darshina Loi B'Pirka. We printed it in Shulchan Aruch, we printed it in the Siddur like that. That's the correct way to arrange the brachas. That's Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos answers, the only time the Gemara says that these technical terms have this connotation is if you have a machlokes. The Gemara quotes, one Amora says Hilchasa Kiplaini, the other one says Minig Kiplaini. One says Minig, one says Hilchasa, one says Nagu Ha'am. Or you have three opinions, one says Hilchasa, one says Minig, and one says Nagu Ha'am. So if you have two or three opinions disagreeing with each other, so the technical connotation of each phrase means something else. But here it's not in disagreement with anybody else. Rabbi Yochanan just says Nagu Ha'am Kebeis Hillel. So that means l'chatchila we follow that. We pass him like that. He's not disagreeing with another opinion that you say. Nogua means that loy dashin alei b'pirke and arui loy marin alei b'dieved ein moichem b'yodim. No. Nogoham is not in disagreement with that. No one else said fakir. So here in our Gemara, in the context of our Gemara, it means that it's even l'chatchila. Avahoch yochli is then kan ala nogu greater. Yeah. We all follow Beis Hillel over here. There's no problem. Yeah, so this sheet we understand. Why you first say Bar Minim Samim, then you say Bar Miyari Hoesh? The Bar Minim Samim is because the Neshama Yisera leaves as soon as Shabbos is over. Then the Bar Miyari Hoesh, after Shabbos is over, and the first thing that happens is you lose your Neshama Yisera, now you can start getting to work to type your return papers or to drive to your date or to do whatever malacha you have to do, to write the return paper, whatever malachas you want to do. So then you say Bar Miyari Hoesh after the Bar Minim Samim. Why is there an opinion that insists Fakir? Why should there be an opinion that insists that you got to say first Bar Miyari Hoesh and then Bar Minim Samim? Because the Bar Miyari Hoesh goes on the past. The Bar Miyari Hoesh is Zeichel Sheshes Mei Bereshes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Torah Merishon. That's why. HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Torah Merishon how to use the fire. So that's a bracha on the ancient past from almost 6,000 years ago. And Bar Minim Samim is a bracha on the present. That's why you arrange it in that order. I don't know. I looked a little bit. I didn't find the Rishonim on brachas discussed. I have to look some more.
Should we hold that we could be tired? In such a case, we should bench later? Hold the
Christ
till after the benching,
and
we should eat before
God. Yeah, the Gemara says, the Tosfos explains it. The Gemara says the reason why we allow you lechatchila to eat before Abdullah is because this version holds, the Gemara says, Trei Tanoi Alibi de Beishama. So this version holds that Kosha Brachat Tzorech, that Brachat Tunakos, the Brichas Hamozen Tunakos. So the Shabbos, how do we pass them? Do we pass them Brichas Hamozen Tunakos or not? So the Raman Paskins Brichas Hamozen Ainu Tunakos, and the Hilchas Brachas. And he quotes all the dinim of benching ala kos. So he says, if you have a kos, you want to bench ala kos, neicha teisel. But brichas hamazon ain't a tunakos. And he doesn't distinguish whether you're benching the yechidus, you're benching with 3 mezuman, you're benching with 10 mezuman. You never need a kos. It's a midas chasidus. It'll be a kiyum. You'll be enhancing the chshivas of the, just like Shech Yonu on Yontif. The Gemara says, I'm rafila bashuk. We discussed the Gemara in Erev and Daf Mem. And very strictly speaking, you can say Shech Yonu even not ala kos, but if you recite the shachyan at the end of the kiddush, you enhance the hashivas of the bracha. It becomes a bracha ala kos, so it's kedai to do that. So the Rambam writes mikra, then you don't need it. The Agos Mamri on the bottom of the Rambam quotes that the Ri Balatesvis and the Maharam Rutenberg insisted that the psak should be brachas hamboz and tunakos, because the whole mitoch kol sugya, the whole sugya here is beishama and beishilal and rameir and rabbiuda. It sounds like everybody holds like that. That we permit you lechatchila to eat before Havdalah, which is clearly against the din. We permit you because it's such a shas hatchat, because birchas hamazon and tunakos. So it says, even this sugya, the birchas hamazon is tunakos. And then Agos Mamri quotes, unless you'll insist that maybe there's a difference between benching mezumen and benching b'yechidus. Maybe there's a compromise sheet that the Gemara never says this. Maybe I should say that when you bench mezumen, birchas hamazon and tunakos, if you have the opportunity, if there's wine available, you should say alakos. But birchas hamazon miyachidus, maybe that you never need. But in the earlier Rishonim, you don't find such a compromise between mezumen as opposed to benching biyoch.
Why is this different than eating before Kiddush on Shabbos? If you only have one meal on Shabbos sugya, birchas hamazon tunakos, so maybe I shouldn't make Kiddush. I should
say it until after the Kiddush, the
same thing,
just
like
Dollars and Mappet,
the
Akhir, the Kiddush and Mappet,
the
Kiddush.
Mm-hmm.
You find the same halacha? I doubt it. I would assume that the Kiddush has a Kiddush al-Akos has an added feature to it, that it's supposed to be Kaver the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos, so that preferably it should be Kaver the Suda, the beginning of the Suda. You should say Kiddush al-Akos at the beginning and then mention Ritzay at the end. So the Suda should be sandwiched in between the both. The Rashbam there in Arbi Psochim has one interpretation in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about a person who was eating on Friday, and then it becomes, and he's eating and eating and eating, and then it becomes Kiddush Olav Hayom at the Shabbos enters. So what does he do? So the Gemara says he wraps up the meal and he benches, and then he says Kiddush. After he benches, then he says Kiddush. So what's with Kiddush B'makom Suda? So the Rashbam has 2 pshatim. So one pshat is he says Kiddush, then he has another Suda later on. Then he has another pshat. No, the Suda that he just had, that's the Kiddush Mumakim Suda. If you say Kiddush at the end of the meal, it can also be Kaveh the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos. So if one will assume like that an opinion in the Rashbam, that Kiddush Mumakim Suda, Lichat Kiddush should be B'tchilas HaSuda. But if you have the Kiddush at the end of the Suda, it'll also be Kaveh the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos. So maybe there'd be such an application by Leil Shabbos also. He only has 1 cup of wine. He should save the cup of wine till the end of the meal, and then they say the Kiddush and the Birchas Hamazon, and both on 1 kos, because of the Shas Avchak. I don't know, but that is, we usually assume like the other version in the Rashbam. The Ein Kiddush al Makom Suda requires that the Kviyas Sasuda, the Shem Suda Shabbos, should be B'tchilas Sasuda. Usually it's something like that. That's really also 2 biurim in the Rashbam and Arvei Psachim. The Rashbam has 2 explanations as to why Zain Kiddush Elam and Mokum Suda. So the more popular explanation that he gives is that the reason for Zain Kiddush Elam and Mokum Suda is that the Kiddush Al Ayayin should be Kaver the Suda L'Shem Suda Shabbos, and that's why Kiddush can only be recited either on Pas Ayayin, because Pas Ayayin are the 2 macholim that were singled out in Gemara earlier that Shaykh to discuss Haseba. Haseba doesn't apply to anything else. It was that Gemara, that Haseba. I'm Gimel Amud Aleph. The only Pasen Yayin Haseba applies. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik explained. That's why Pasen Yayin was singled out, that you can say Kiddush, Davkan Pasen Yayin, and Chamar Medina is not good. How come you can say Havdalah over Chamar Medina? He used to give the Yortzeit Rosh, so he used to word questions in such an entertaining way that the people were so taken by the question, we thought that no one in the world can ever answer these kashas. So he presented, he always used to start off with a whole bunch of kashas that were unanswerable, and then he would explain why there was a flaw in the questions, what the answer was. So he once gave a shir on this topic. So he said, how come Kiddush and Abdallah, each one has a chumrah that the other one doesn't have? How come Kiddush requires Kiddush b'makom suda, and Abdallah does need b'makom suda? And how come Kiddush, both chumras, and how come Abdallah can use chamar medina, and Kiddush he can't use chamar medina? So he said, Abdallah is just a bracha lakos, like Birchas Erisin. Abdullah is a bracha lakos. Akos is good, even chamar medina. If you don't have wine, so chamar medina is acceptable. To say Abdullah over pas, that's not a bracha lakos. Bracha lakos, you have to make a lechai. Shenik in Kiddush, true, it should really be a bracha lakos. That's why the Rabbi Natam Taka disagrees with Rashi. Rabbi Natam holds that there's no such thing as saying Kiddush over pas. We had the Rashi said like that. We had the Rashi on Nun Aleph on the base. The Rashi wrote five lines from the bottom. Kadosh al pas gam hu b'makom yain b'chas ha-pas kedemis. That's how Rashi writes here. That's how Rashi Lishitasa writes in Arab Psochem. There's a Gemara there. And Rashi interprets the Gemara that the Gemara means he can sometimes say Kiddush al pas. In Europe, that was a common practice 100 years ago. Many Jews couldn't afford wine. So they all said Kiddush over pas. They simply were too poor. So the Rabbi in Tam disagrees. He says no such thing as saying Kiddush al pas. It has to be a bracha lakos, but that pas is not a bracha lakos. But halach l'maisa, we don't follow that Rabbi Natan, we follow Rashi. So why is it that that Kiddush can either be pas or yayin? Because these are the two macholim that are considered achila b'kviyas. That's what the Gemara talks about, haseva. And the purpose of the Kiddush is to be kaver the suda l'shem suda shabbos. So you should recite the Kiddush over something that's an achila b'kviyas. The high, let's either pas or yayin. So that's why chamar medina would not be acceptable for Kiddush. That's the more popular opinion, that even if you don't have any wine, you cannot recite Kiddush over Chamar Medina. There is an opinion that's Cholei. Chafetz Chaim writes in his Sefer Machne Yisrael, he has all the dina for the soldiers in the Russian army. So he talks about that. What if you get stuck on a Shabbos and you have no wine, can you say Kiddush over Chamar Medina? Okay, so that's a Shalif for Shas Hadchak. Is there a Shita, is there a minority opinion to rely on? Okay. But Shalai B'Shas HaLetchak, under normal circumstances, so we usually assume that Kiddush has to be Dafke Pas or Yayin, and Chamar Medina is not good, because these two are what makes a Kviya Suda. So that's what we usually assume, that that's the reason why Yayin Kiddush Alam Makam Suda, the role of the Kiddush is to be Kaveh the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos. That's why it has to be Kiddush Makam Suda. That's the one pshat in the Rashbam. Then the Rashbam is another pshat, that's the less popular pshat, that the reason really Kiddush can stand alone. Kiddush does not serve the purpose of being kaveh the suda l'shem suda shabbos. You can have a suda, you'll say ritzei. Ritzei at the end will be kaveh the suda l'shem suda shabbos. You don't need Kiddush to be kaveh l'shem suda shabbos, but Kiddush should be recited ala yayin. It's more of a chashiv, it's not just to recite Kiddush bedvarim, to recite Kiddush ala kos. But you want to enhance the chashivas of the wine, so wine that you drink B'shas HaSuda is more chashuv than wine that you drink apropos to nothing. So that's why we say Ein Kiddush Ela B'makom Suda, that it should be a chashuv yayin. So that's where the Shita Sagoinim comes in, that the Mechava quotes Yesh Omrim, the Goinim, some of the Goinim were of the opinion that the requirement for Ein Kiddush Ela B'makom Suda can be satisfied if you have cookies or if you have another cup of wine. That's the mini golem lahakel on Shabbos morning. So in a lot of shuls, they make Kiddush. And everybody has mezainas. So how is that? And then when they go home, they don't repeat the Kiddush. So how would they yotze Kiddush? So if you say that the Kiddush is for the purpose of being kaveh the suda, the shem suda Shabbos, and the suda Shabbos has to be daf kipas, suda shlishis, we had the re. And Tosfos raised the possibility, maybe shal shudas, you don't need pas. We learned the Tosfos before. But the first suda in the morning, the Suda Friday night, the first Suda in the morning, you need pas. So how can you say that, how can you say, you're not yotze the Suda with the cookies that you have in shul? So so this opinion of the Goinim, they hold that the Kiddush Halayayin is not for the purpose of being kaver the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos. You say ritzei at the end, that'll be kaver the Suda, the Shem Suda Shabbos. The Kiddush is to not just to say Kiddush b'tfila, you want to say Kiddush b'dvarim also. The Shabbos on Shabbos morning, there is no Kiddush b'dvarim. You just said Dvar Priyagofen. So how could it possibly be anything other than Kriya Suda? I don't know. But that's what the Goyim make like that. That they hold that Kiddush b'makom Suda is not for the purpose that the Kiddush should be kaveh the Suda l'shem Shudah Shabbos, and therefore that one would require. That's how the Vilna Goyim paskens like the Rosh. And Kiddush al makom Suda means the Suda of Pas. So you're going to have your Lecha Mishnah to be kaveh the Suda l'shem Shudah Shabbos. But rather, the Kesuda will be nikva the same Shudah Shabbos by reciting the Ritzei. And Kiddush al makom Suda is a different reason, that it should be Yayin Chashuv, that the Kiddush should be recited over Yayin Chashuv. And wine that you have in conjunction with a meal is more Chashuv than wine that you have stam as a toast, as a lachaim, unrelated to a meal. How significant does that meal have to be to add Chashiv to the Yayin? So that's what the Mechaber quotes the Goyim, Yesh Omrim, that if you have Mezoinus is good enough. And Yesh Omrim, that even if you have another cup of wine is good enough. You have one cup of wine for the Kiddush, then you drink another cup of wine. So that's called Kiddush Mokum Suda. So that's Rav Soloveitchik thought that that was the minority opinion. But everybody does that on Shabbos morning. What do you mean the minority opinion? Maisa, everybody does that. So he thought that that's not the minig. He thought the minig is on. He thought that the minig is only on Friday on Shabbos morning. On Leil Shabbos, he thought, let's say Shabbos begins very late. Someone is in, St. Petersburg, and the sun sets at 10:30 at night. And he's not hungry. He already ate all day Friday. He's not going to eat at 11. He's going to dab marib at 11 o'clock at night. He's not going to start eating a meal at 12 o'clock. He doesn't have so long to sleep. His Hosma Kriyashma is very early in the morning. So let's say on Friday night, he just wants to say Kiddush and have some cookies and go to sleep. And then on Shabbos in the daytime, I'll have all the three meals. It says in Shulchan Aruch that if you didn't have the first meal on Friday night, you can have all the three meals in the daytime of Shabbos. Because the whole idea of Shalosh Shudas is based on the fact that it says three words, three times the word Hayom. Hayom lo simtzuhu, yichlu Hayom, kishabbos Hayom l'Hashem, Hayom lo simtzuhu basodas. Because that three times Hayom, so even though l'chatchila the first meal should be Leil Shabbos and two meals should be Shabbos in the daytime, but if you have all three meals Shabbos in the daytime, it would be good. So the Magen Avraham has this. Let's say a guy is in a location where he's just he's not up to eating a meal on Friday night for whatever reason, and he wants to rely on having all the three meals on Shabbos in the daytime, but he would like to say Kiddush b'Knisasa, Samach l'Knisasa, doesn't want to wait b'Di'evet till Shabbos morning, 10 o'clock, after he's going to Dama Shachris. So he says, no problem. Let him say Kiddush on Friday night off a cup of wine. Let him have a couple of cookies and say Ala Michiv, Ala Gefen, and go to sleep. I'll have all the three meals in the daytime. No problem. You can rely on, just like we rely on the Shittas HaGoyim in the daytime, you can rely on Shittas HaGoyim Friday night as well. That's the Magen Avraham. So Soloveitchik thought that the Minig Olam is, we never heard that the Minig is to follow that Magen Avraham. He says the Minig is to follow the Mechaber is Yesh Omrim, these Goyim Shitta, that's for Kiddush on Shabbos morning, because the Ravid and the Hasogas on the side of the Rambam disagrees with the Rambam as far as eating before Kiddush on Shabbos in the morning. The Gemara says you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush, and one opinion was Tomeinu Mekadosh. If you ate before Kiddush, you don't say you lost the chance. Can't say Kiddush. Therefore, we don't paskin. We paskin Tom is Mekadosh, like you see here. Tom is Mavdil. But the other Tom is Mavdil, so we paskin Tom Mekadosh. So there's a din lachatchili not allowed to eat before Kiddush. Why not? So we said kedei lahavdil menachilus derishus lachidush al mitzvah. Like the Rambam says, you don't blow shofar at Rosh Hashanah based on that Gemara. So lahavla b'anachilas d'mishuas lachilas d'mitzvah only makes sense on Friday night. You should eat before Kiddush Shabbos morning. What's wrong? You can't eat before davening, but to eat after davening before Kiddush was a shlech. I'll say Kiddush in connection with the meal. The Kiddush will be kaveh the suda of the shem suda Shabbos. What's wrong if I have a nash after davening before I say Kiddush? Who says you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush on Shabbos morning? Whatever you eat on Shabbos is going to be sandwiched in between the Kiddush b'tchilas haShabbos and havdalah b'sof haShabbos. So the Ravid is masig on the Ramam. The Ramam says you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush. Not only applies Leil Shabbos, it applies also on Shabbos in the morning. And the Ravid is masig. Why shouldn't you be allowed to eat Shabbos morning before Kiddush? You already said Kiddush on Leil Shabbos, and you want to say Abdullah Matzoi Shabbos, and all the Achilah Shal Mitzvah are going to be sandwiched in between these two, Kiddush Alayah and Abdullah Alayah. So even though we don't follow the Ravid, so Rav Soloveitchik said it's like a Svek Sveka, like a Tzir of Hashitas, to recite Kiddush in Shul and to have cookies there, is like a tzirah fashitas. Maybe the din is like the ravid that you're permitted to eat before Kiddush. And when you go home to eat, when you participate in the Kiddush and shul, when you go home, you should say Baruch Pi'ah Gofen again, and then start your meal. So maybe the din is like the ravid that this whole whatever you ate here is just a snack, and it's permissible to eat before Kiddush. And even if you're like the Rambam, that you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush, maybe this is Kiddush B'Makom Suda according to the Gaonim's opinion. But it's not that we pass an outright like the Gaonim. He was gunning out against the Gaonim. He didn't like the Gaonim's opinion. He thought the Iker is like the Vilna Gaon based on the Rosh. That ain't Kiddush Elam B'Makom Suda is for the purpose of Kviyas HaSuda, and it has to be the Suda, but you're going to have the pas. That you're not Yotze with Mezonos. They said, even though the Minhag Olam is to be Mekel, like the Gaonim, he thought it's the Minhag Olam is not to be Mekel. The Minhag Olam is, when you go home, you say Kiddush again, Bar Pi HaGofen. It's not a Shadav HaBrach HaLevatom, or you say Bar Pi HaGofen. So that's the real Kiddush. And what you had before, you're relying on the Tziruf of the Ravid with the Gaonim. Maybe the din is like the Ravid, that on Shabbos morning you're allowed to eat before Kiddush, and you got to say Kiddush at home later. That's the Kiddush. And maybe the din is like the Gaonim. It's a suffix. A svek svek eat. It's a svek svek to eat before.
So the African minhag is that they wouldn't say Kiddush in the shul. They would say it in a room adjoining the shul, a hall or something like that. Since I've been in America, I've noticed that people do say they say Kiddush in the shul, and then they go to the hall afterwards and they eat whatever's been put out there for the Kiddush.
You're supposed to have Kiddush b'makom suda. So in the Shulchan Aruch it says that Kiddush b'makom suda is it b'osa makom or is it not b'osa makom, is governed with the rules of shina makom by eating food. Let's say if I started eating a vegetable salad in this room and I plan to finish eating here, and then all of a sudden in the middle I change, they're going to have a class here and I have to leave and I have to eat in a different room or a different lounge or something. So that's a Shini Makom. So Shini Makom Sarach Levarach. So what are the rules regarding Shini Makom? So there are three rules. If it's Pina Lepina Becheder Gadol, if it's one big room, so from one corner to the other, that's not called the Shini Makom. Even if you intended to eat the whole meal over here, Mipina Lepina Basacheder is not Shini Makom. Mecheder Lecheder Baosa Bayis, from one room to the other within the same house, depends what you had in mind when you started to eat. If you intended melechatchila to continue eating in the other cheder ba'osa bayis, mecheder lecheder ba'osa bayis, so then it's not called shini makom. And if you didn't intend, then it is shini makom. And if it's mibayis lebayis, from one apartment to the other, from one house to the other, even two apartments in the same building, but it's two different families have two different apartments, so that's like mibayis lebayis. And mibayis lebayis is always called the shini makom. It doesn't help. So in the shul, if the way what the rabbi is going to say Kiddush in shul, he's afraid some of the people are going to go downstairs to the social hall, they're going to start nibbling the cookies before he comes down, because everybody's saying good Shabbos to the rabbi. So till he comes down, he's afraid some people are going to eat before Kiddush, and the Rambam says you're not allowed to eat before Kiddush on Shabbos morning. So that's why the rabbi announces he's going to say Kiddush in shul, having in mind that whoever wants to will be eating the cookies downstairs. So that's considered mecheder lecheder ba'osa bayis. So that's not called the shina makom, since you had in mind melechatchila. And most shuls, you can get to the social hall without walking outside. Some shuls, the only way to get to the social hall is to walk outside, then to walk back in. So I doubt whether that's called mecheder lecheder ba'osa bayis. I would think that maybe that's called mibayis lebayis, that even Kavana wouldn't know. But most shuls, you're able to get to the place where the Kiddush is going to be without walking outside into the street.
But what about drinking in the shul? Because I mean, by Spanish, you know that it's hit, but you could drink here, he's living the whole time, and that's new Vatlin. By Knesset, it's a high kabbal, so they're not allowed to drink in the shul. How do we get around that problem?
Yeah, but by Malka Mitzvah, you got no choice. Look, on Friday night, if there are no little children to drink the wine, so then the Chazan who said the Kiddush drinks the wine. And you have them drink an extra cup of wine to satisfy the Shita Sagoinim, that makes Kiddush Mamakam Suda. So here also, you got no choice. If he's going to wait to say the Kiddush in the other room, so for sure some of the people will start nibbling on the food before the rabbi shows up.
And then also, with the Shanei Makam, if like many of the shul, they have social walls, they may put like the drinks outside, but they'll put the food inside, but they put the drinks in a different room or outside. And then you know, someone goes outside, they take a drink from there. So then they would have to put what the chef was saying, but it's making you broker they drink.
If everybody does, you go in and out, you eat half of this stuff, you say a shakal on the drink, and then you have some gefilte fish based on that shakal. And everybody knows that everybody's going in and out, so I don't think you have to have kavanah. That's like it's built in. that is the kavana. Everybody's going to eat half in and half out of the half in the hallway and half in the room. So that's mecheda lecheda bos advice with kavana. Let's say when I had little children, so it was impossible to finish a meal on Shabbos without taking one. We had nine children, so it was impossible to finish a meal without taking one of the children to the bathroom in the middle, or diapering somebody in the middle. So we all, it was like built-in kavana. We didn't have to have kavana. We had it's a built-in that we had. We knew that in the middle of the meal, we're going to have to walk out of the room and come back later. So that's considered like niskavna milachatchila v'kach. If you have adult children, so then you don't necessarily have a mind that you're going to walk out in the middle of the meal. So then it depends if you have pas. So pas, we pas in the Gemara that there's no din of shinimah. But if you didn't wash, you didn't have pas, so then you have all these dinim of shinimah.
You don't, you fulfill the sheet of the Gemara if you have kiddush and shul with zonos and then have kiddush home with lechem, or like it's not the Gemara, so you wouldn't allow that.
The Gra would allow it if he would follow the Ravid. The Ravid says you're permitted to eat all you want before Kiddush, and when you make Kiddush at home on the Lechem, when you make Kiddush at home in connection with eating the meal with the pas, that's the real bona fide Kiddush. And everything in Shul was Anash. So if the Vilna Goyim would be maker like the Ravid, then you would be satisfying the Goyim Shita. So that's the Shal. Usually we're not maker like the Ravid. So Rav Soloveitchik said here, if you make Kiddush and you have cake, then we mitzarf the Ravid with the Goyim. He thought, we don't follow the Ravid alone, we don't follow the Goyim alone, we only follow the Tziraf of both Shittas. And he said, he thought the minig is that when you have a Kiddush and Shul, and you eat whatever you eat, but everybody should go home again and say Kiddush a second time. Because that's really the Iker Shittas, is like the Vilna Goyim Shemarosh. That was his, that's what he understood. Not everybody agrees, that's what he understood. So that's the Gemara's Kasha on the Daf. The Sabri Bishami Brichas Hamozim Tunukah is by the Bach's tiny letter base. This whole story of eating before Havdalah, this is wild. How can whoever heard of eating before Havdalah? Taisa said, Amema Bas Tovas, he went to sleep starving because he didn't have wine. He was expecting that they're going to bring wine on Sunday. You're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. So how does it say over here? The guy comes home. Nichnas Labeis B'moisai Shabbos. That's what the Rishonim say. It doesn't sound like he's having a late Shalashudas. And he's benching Birchas Hamazon for Shalosh Udus with the Havdalah over the same cup. No, he's coming home. He's going to eat Malava Malka at home. And Nichnas Lebeis B'Motzai Shabbos. Then he's going to eat Malava Malka. Then he's going to bench. So why do we permit him to eat the whole meal before Havdalah? The answer is because B'Shamayi Rav the opinion that Brisa works with the Shita. Birchas Hamazon Tunukah is Frek D'Gemara. How can it be? I've heard Tanan Bolham Yain Lachar Amozon. The Mishnah says the main Shamela also calls the Sham Yomer Mevorach Al Yain Vachakach Mevorach Al Hamozon. At the end of the meal, they bring some wine. So the Sham I say you can drink up all the wine, Mevorach Al Yain, drink all the wine, and then you bench without a kos. My Labs Agmad Mevorach Ilavi Bishosila. He says Barpio Govan drinks up all the wine at the end of the meal, and then he's going to bench Shalom Alakos. So you see the Beishameh hold, Birchas Hamazon ain't a Tunakai. So what's the whole heter? To eat Malava Malka before reciting Havdalah. The whole heter was based on the assumption that Birchas Hamazon Tunakos, whenever it's possible to recite benching, if you don't have wine, say you don't. So you say Birchas Hamazon without a kos. Whenever it's possible, you have to recite Birchas Hamazon Alakos. So we stretch. We make a little bit here, we stretch it a little bit, we allow you to eat before Havdalah in order to recite Birchas Hamazon. But Bishamai deny that. And for the Gemara, lo, that's not the Pshat in Bishamai. When the Bishamai said that Bolehem Yayin, that's the Mishnah, Bolehem Yayin Achar Hamazon, Ein Shemel Oskos, Bishamai Yom Mevorach Aleyam Kach Mevorach Al Hamazon, means you drink some of the wine at the end of the meal, and the rest of the wine you say for Birchas Hamazon Alakos, because Birchas Hamazon Tunukos. Lo, is the Gemara, you read it wrong. Mevorach Al. So first the Gemara thought like this. The Mivarach Ilavi, you say Bar Pi Agofen. At the end of the meal, you say Bar Pi Agofen. And then you don't take a sip at all. And then you bench. And you drink the wine after the benching based on that Bar Pi Agofen. That's what Taisi said, that even Beis Hillel would agree that that's not so. Even the Beis Hillel say that when you say Kiddush, you first say Bar Pi Agofen. Then Kiddush, you say Havdalah, first say Bar Pi Agofen. Then you say Havdalah, you always say Bar Pi Agofen first. But the Tap Taisi said that by benching Alakos is not so. So now the Gemara thought to interpret Pshat in the Mishnah Loi, you read it wrong, not that you drink the wine and you bench without a kos, no, the mevarchi lave, you say bar piagofen, umanachle, and you leave the whole cup of wine till after the benching, and you drink it later. Frek the Gemara, what are you talking about? He says bar piagofen, and he doesn't drink it right away. He's going to bar piagofen and then bench, and then he's going to drink it. The Taisu said that even Basilil agreed that you can't do that. Why? Because has radas, Taisu said. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Amar, you can't do the hamavarach tzarach sheyitam. Yeah, the truth is hamavarach tzarach sheyitam, it gives you on the side erev and davmem psachim kufei. Those two Gemara's hamavarach tzarach sheyitam are talking about a person says kiddush ala yain, havdol ala yain, bichas erisin, bichas amozon ala kos. So you're only yotze ala yain if somebody drinks it. Somebody or another has to drink it. Either you drink it or you get a child to drink, like the Gemara said about the shechiyano on Yom Kippur, you give it to a tina. So somebody has to drink. That the Gemara is there talking about Amavarach Tzarach Sheyitam, that it should be considered a bracha lakos, that the kos should be mitzurif to the bracha. Here the Gemara is talking about Stam Bar Piagofen, Birchas Hanenen. When a person says Birchas Hanenen, he has to drink some of the wine right away. Amavarach Tzarach Sheyitam, that's not what it usually means. And the other two Mesichtas, it doesn't mean that. It doesn't go on Hilchas Birchas Hanenen. It goes on Hilchas Bracha Lakos. See, the Gemara says, what are you talking about? You say bar piagofen, you're not going to drink it. Why? You're going to say the benching. So the benching is a hesach hadas. So what are you going to drink it later on? You can't. You're going to have to say another bar piagofen. That's not acceptable. So the Gemara says, no, we didn't mean that. And for the Gemara, no, the toim light. No. He takes a cup of wine and he takes it, he says bar piagofen. At the end of the meal, they finally serve the wine. So he takes a cup of wine, takes a little bit, says bar piagofen, he drinks it, he leaves over a little bit, and then he'll bench alakos and say bar piagofen at the end for the bracha alakos. Frek the Gemara, what do you mean? He's going to sip some of the wine before the benching at the end of the meal, and then he's going to say bracha alakos on the rest. But we have a din to omba pegamai that you're not lechatchila. The din is you're not allowed to say kiddush or abdallah brichas amos and alakos over a cup of wine that's pogum. Pogum means if someone took a sip of it, someone tasted it. So the Gemara thought over here is going to say bar Bisham, I mean to say in the Mishnah yain achar amazon, that's four lines from the end of the Mishnah. The main Sham Elo Sakos, he only has one cup of wine. Bisham is saying Mivarach al yain, let him have a little sip of wine, and then they'll bench al akos and they'll say bar piagofen afterwards. So the Gemara said, how can you say you should have a sip of wine now? It'll be Tama Pigamoy, everything more, the time levi yode. He's going to say bar piagofen, then he's going to pour it in his hand and sip it up from the hand. That's the Gemara that says beferish that there is no din that requires you have to drink from the cup. So if you pour it to another cup, that's also okay. And that's what Tosfos writes there in Pesachim. Yeah, that's if it's a plain bar piagofen. But if it's a bracha lakos, if you're saying kiddush avdallah, and the real din of hamavarach tzarach sheyitam applies, not this din. This hamavarach tzarach sheyitam just means when you say brichas hanenen, you have to eat the food right away. But the din there, hamavarach tzarach sheyitam, is a din of bracha lakos. But then Taisus said that the Taisus at the Mogen Avron quoted against the Mechaber that if you say bracha lakos, you can't pour the wine into another kos and sip the wine from the other kos and be yotze. You have to drink from the kos that has the revis and that has the mole. So that's what the Gemara is over here. Toma pigamoi. The toim lebi yodi. He'll pour it in his hand. Frag the Gemara. V'ama mar. Koshal bracha tzor shir. It says bolehem yayin la'achar amozen. At the end of the meal, they brought wine. And ain shamela osa kos. There's only one revius of wine. Ain shamela osa kos. So if it's only revius, he's going to pour some of it out, and his hand is going to drink it. So then, when he's going to bench, he's not going to have a revius. And for the Gemara, no. He means he has more than a revius. But it says ain shamela osa kos means he doesn't have two koses. He doesn't have two revius. He has a revius and a half. Very strange Gemara. Craig the Gemara. And for the Gemara, let's see. Rama mar kosher bracha tzricha shir. You need a shir revius. And for the Gemara, welcome. The mishiyuri, the little bit he's going to drink before the benching, is going to be subtracted from the revis. He's not going to have a full revis by the benching. I think about the nafish leitay mishiyuri. He has more than a revis. But the story in the Mishnah was v'main shemalo osa kostani. It says in the Mishnah only has one revis. The Gemara says no. Treva have it. They're not two revis. U'meichad nafish, but it's more than one revis. One and a half revis. So Bishamai say he can say bar piagofen at the end of the meal. He can pour a little bit. He's not going to sip directly from the kos and make the whole thing into yain pogam. You're not supposed to say bracha la kos yain pogam. If you don't have a brayer, then we should say, if you have no choice, Taisa says that Taisa quotes the Yerushalmi this way to be misakin yayin pogum. If you pour in a little wine, if you pour in a little water into it, so that's a way to be misakin. Let's say there's no wine, there's no water to be misakin, and it's yayin pogum. So the Rishonim say that b'shas atrak k'liyevid dami b'liyevid. If you said kiddush on kois pogum is good. So b'shas atrak, if you have no brera, no way to be misakin it by pouring in water or wine, it's also okay. But l'chatchila we don't allow pogum. So that's what the Gemara explains, the pshat and b'shamay. What a shver pshat. The b'shamay in the Mishnah, such a doichet. That's how the Gemara said. B'shamay in the Mishnah also holds that what? B'chus amoz and tuna kos. And he doesn't, they didn't mean to say he's going to drink the whole cup of wine. He's just going to say, bor p'agofen, pour it in his hand, take a sip, and then he's going to have leftover vis. It's not going to be mole. It doesn't have to be mole all the way up to the top. It'll be three quarters full, it'll be two thirds full. It's also called mole, like we had the Rabbeinu Yoina in the previous pair. But that's also called mole. Greg the Gemara, no. It says beferish in the brayse and not so. Bahatani Raptiya, Raptiya has a brayse. Bisham Yomrim on that case, Raptiya spells out the case. Bolehem Yayin Achar Amozen, Emein Shamela Osakos, Bisham Yomrim Baruch Al Hayam Hakach Baruch Al Amozen. What does it mean? So the Gemara just gave a whole interpretation. You say, Bor Piagop, and pour a little bit in his hand, take a sip, and then the rest will have more than Revias, Agansa, Maisen. Mor says, but there's a brisa that Raphia wrote that doesn't say that. Bishami Amavarch alayan b'shasehu. He drinks the whole cup of wine. Vachach mavarch b'chus hamozen. The b'chus hamozen ain't a tuna kois. So how can you tell me that Bishami permit you to eat the whole malav malka before havdala because b'chus hamozen tuna kois and you only have one cup of wine? You want to save it for later, so it's a shasat chak, so we're makel to eat before havdala. But Bishami hol b'chus hamozen ain't a tuna kois. It's not true. Mara says you're right. There are two versions of Beishamay. Trei Tanai Alibi the Beishamay. Rapchia's version of Beishamay is that they hold Bechas Amozen Eino Tunukos. And this long Tosefta that we've been discussing so long, and then Beis Anav, this Tosefta presents it that Bechas Amozen is Tunukos. So that's why we treat it like a Shasat Chak. We allow you to eat before Havdolah. That's how the Tesis explains. And Menicho, Tesis is explaining Gemara. Shani Hoch, because of Bechas Amozen Tunukos. We allow you to eat before Abdullah in order to gain the possibility of reciting the Birchas Hamozen and Alakos. It's an unbelievable Gemara. So that's the Shaila. How do we pass in Alakos? The Gemara says there are two versions within Beis Shammai. And part of it is Besilel also. Besilel also stuck in this blotter. Besilel also talking. They're just talking about the details. Where do you insert Bechus Hamozen? Bechus Hamozen comes first, and then comes the whole Avdolah, Mishal Shul Kulam Lacharov, or you recite Bechus Hamozen in the middle of the Brachas of Avdolah. But they're all talking about the same thing. He only has one cup of wine, and he eats Malav Malka before Avdolah, and he saves the one cup of wine to say both the Bechus Hamozen and the Avdolah Alakos. It sounds like Bisilim B'Shamay, the version in the Tosefta, they both agree that Bechus Hamozen to Alakos, but they're Trei Tanai Libi the B'Shamay. And maybe they're Trei Tanai Libi the Beis Hillel also. The Gemara doesn't quote Trei Tanai Libi the Beis Hillel. The Gemara says Trei Tanai Libi the Beis Hillel. Because you have black and white. Tani Rab Chia. Chia has a brisa which says Beferish Beis Shammai Dinai. So the Rambam understood, says Trei Tanai. There are two versions. The two versions of Beis Shammai. The same two versions of the Beis Hillel. And the Rambam passes Birchas Hamozen Eino Tunukos. And that goes Maimini on the bottom of that Rambam. And Hilchas Brochas. When the Rambam writes Birchas Hamozen Eino Tunukos. But the Gos Maimini quotes that the Maharam Rutenberg, following the Bali Atais, was held that Birchas Hamozen is Tunukos. Here he's talking about benching and Perek Zion. The whole Perek Zion is about Dikdukim and meals. Minhogas Rabbis Nogo Chachma Yisrael Besudo V'kulam Derech Eretz V'Elohim. He gives you Derech Eretz and Dinim and different halachas. So the last halacha, halacha tezvav, in Perek Zayin is afal pi she'ein birchas hamozen tzricha yayin birch al hayayin kiminik she'amarnu tzoch she'yadiach shtifa hadocha chayim olei. More proper is there is a kiyum of having birchas hamozen al hayayin, but he says al pi din you don't have to. So there the Hagos Maimni has the long arichas and ois sama. He says that the Ribal HaTesvus and the Maharam Rutmerg were of the opinion that birchas hamozen is tunokos, and then there was a compromise shita that you should distinguish between mezumen and non-mezumen. That if you have a mezumen, you should have. Magen Avraham quotes all the sheikhs. If you have a mezumen, you should have alkos. If you don't have mezuman, you don't have to have a place.
Where does it mean I come to do Shabbos and Yantif?
People have more time.
So
it's a heder. It's always a heder to have, everyone agrees to that. It's a heder to have Birchas Hamazon and Alakos. So Shabbos Yantif, we have more time. The Magen Avraham writes that strictly speaking, after you finish eating Shalosh Shudas and you bench Shalosh Kos, you're really permitted to drink that Kos of Yayin before Havdalah, because the drinking of the Kos Shal Yayin is considered a Hemshech of the meal. There was even one opinion, the Halachas Gedolos was of the opinion that you don't have to say a Bracha Achreina after you drink the wine, because the wine that you drink, the bracha lakos, is covered with the benching that you said before, because it's part of the meal. So at kedei kach that we don't follow that. That's we assume that you do have to say bracha achrayim. That's how Tosfos had the kasha before. According to Rabbi Gamliel, that all the shivas aminim require birchas hamazon. So if a person ever eats bread and he has to bench, and he has to bench alakos, and he has to say birchas hamazon after he drinks the wine, and then he has to bench alakos again. So it's the chen l'davasov. So how does he ever get finished? So Taisa says he only drinks a Maloy Lukmav, doesn't have to drink a whole Revius. That was a shadow whether Maloy Lukmav is enough to be Mechayv in a Bracha Achrena. Taisa wasn't so convinced that you need a Revius. The Rambam says you need a Revius. Taisa wasn't sure. Maybe Maloy Lukmav, you also have to say a Bracha Achrena. So that's what Taisa suggested, that maybe Rabbi Gamliel's opinion that you say Shabbos Hamazon on all the Shivas Aminim on wine is only if you have a whole Kvias. But if you stopped having a cup of wine, maybe Rabbi Gamliel would agree that you only say ala gefen. He's never goris ala michi, never holds ala gefen, never holds ala michi. It's only a cup of wine. He would also agree you only say ala gefen. You don't say birchas hamazon. Yes, so the Magen Avraham says that mikar adin, when you have shalosh shudas and you ben shalosh kos, you're allowed to drink the kos of the wine, even though you didn't say abdoriyah, yeah? Even though it's already laila, because this really belongs to the meal. We don't follow the bahag all the way, but the bahag says you don't even have to say bracha achrayna, it belongs to the meal. But to this extent, it does belong to Mil. So the Magen Avraham says, but because we don't do that, we don't drink a cup of wine if it's after Laila. Says the reason why is because all week long we're mezalzel in this din, we follow the Rambam, and we recite Birchas Hamazon without a kos, even when there is a mezuman. So we demonstrate we don't even follow the compromise opinion with mezuman versus without a mezuman. We don't even bench ala kos if you have a mezuman. So since we demonstrate all week long that we hold that you don't need a kos, so even though you have the kos on Shabbos, you can't say that the kos is now a hemshech of the meal, because all week long we show that you don't really need a kos. No, no.
Would it be like you are a Kurdistan ben Chalakos, like
all week long?
Yeah.
Would it be you haram? That's the more correct thing. I mean, a person does the right thing, that's you haram. That's it. I have a friend of mine who always benches ala kos, even when he benches privately, even benching without mezuman. He always benches on champagne. Because at his wedding, they forgot to put a bottle of wine under the chuppah. So when the rabbi marched down the aisle, I wasn't there at his wedding. So his wedding, so they forgot. So someone said, go to the caterer. The caterer has champagne on every table. So they took a bottle of champagne and they used it for the chuppah also. So ever since, he always uses champagne for Kiddush Avdolah, and he always benches ala kos, even if he is always with champagne. He's so happily married. It's already 45 years after he got married, so he always wants to remember his wedding day. He always benches ala kos with champagne.
How did you resolve the mitzvahs chavilus chavilus? How was that resolved?
I don't remember. The Gemara Pesachim works on it, and I just remember there's a Shvera Rambam, which I didn't look up. There's a Shvera Rambam that's against the Gemara. The Rambam says something about that it's only if both are deraisa, if one is deraisa, one is derabanan, not. I don't know. But the Gemara does discuss it then. Okay. Later, the Gemara is going to talk about details about Havdalah. Maybe we'll go a little bit out of order, because these the very next Gemara that we're up to now is in Yonim of Tumah V'Tara. We'll go through it, but it really has nothing to do with the Havdalah. It goes on and on till the wide lines. On Nun Beis Amin Beis, the second very wide line. The first very wide line, Amar Rav Yehonah Gom Kebeisila Libet Rav Yehuda. The common practice clearly is that you say Borei Minim Samin first, then you say Borei Meir Yehoshua. The explanation is, I think the Rishonim say that Borei Minim Samin is when the Neshama Yisrael leaves, and Borei Meir Yehoshua, now that the Neshama Yisrael left, Shabbos is over, now you can get to work. But the Borei Meir Yehoshua is not only Zechet to the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made showed other Mauritian fires, that we can still continue to use the fire. So we use the fire after Shabbos is over. The first reaction after Shabbos is over is the Neshama Yisrael leaves, we need some psalmim. Then the next reaction is you've got to get to work to lead a productive life. So now the Mishnah has the second wide line, second very wide line. So the Mishnah has a machlok in Neshama Yisrael. What is the Nusach HaBrocha of Bori Mi'arayesh? Sound like this, it sounds from the simple reading. There's a double machlekes bisham and bisil. Bisham, I say, number one, you say sheboro, and bisil say bore. So they say in past tense, they say in present tense. That's what it sounds like. And the second machlekes is whether you say in singular or in plural. Bisham, say sheboro ma'or ha'esh, and bisil say bore mi'are ha'esh. So the Gemara says, oh, my Rave. Says on the side, Ula Tzarech Lias Rabba. Why is it that Tzarech Lias Rabba? Because Abai and Rabba were both students of Rabba. And here it says, Masib Rab Yosef. Rab Yosef is slugging up what the Rabba said. Rab Yosef is older. So it doesn't make sense that Rabba, the youngster, is going to say something and the Rebbe is going to argue with him. So Mestamets Rabba, that's what he puts on the side. Ula Tzarech Lias Rabba. Rabba Rab Yosef were contemporaries. Oh, my Rabba. The baruch liyamlo pligi the bara mashma the liolam the bracha should be we learned the sugi about hamoitzi. So the Gemara says hamoitzi has to be in past tense, and the machlekes satanan whether it's good if you say hamoitzi or you should dafke say moitzi lech menoritz, because moitzi for sure is past tense, and hamoitzi is a machlekes. Does that sound like present tense or is it also past tense? But it's supposed to be past tense. So that's what Rabbi says over here. If he say bara miyari hoesh kuli amala pligi de bara mashma, that's the way it's supposed to be. It's supposed to be past tense. Bara, the Rebbe Shalom taught the other Marishan, he showed him how to make fire and shesh and vibration. Not that he's doing it now. Bara miyari hoesh. Bit bara, if he say bara kuli amala pligi, that is good. The bara mashma past tense. Keep pligi de bara. Bisham misavi bara. The osid lemiri, it's ongoing. Bara is loshen hoiben, that's no good. The sil savi bara nami, the bara mashma, it's past tense. It's past tense. So Rabba says it's a double machlekes between Bisil and Bishama. The one machlekes is if he say Bora Miorehesh, the Lord agrees, but if he say Bore Miorehesh, it's a machlekes. And then the second machlekes is are you supposed to say Ma'or Hoesh or Ma'or Hoesh? We'll get to that soon. So that's what Rabba understands, it's a double machlekes. The premise being they all agree it has to be Losh and Loshav. Master Rabbi Yosef, how can you say Bore is not past tense? Bore is ongoing. Present tense. It says Yotzeror Bari Choshech, Yotzeror Mevari Ruach, Barish Mayim in Oteha. This is all past tense. You have three psukim in Tanakh, we assume there are even more than three psukim in Tanakh, that Bare is past tense also. So everyone will agree it's good whether you say Bara or Bare. Elam Rabbi Yosef, Bibara Barakulam La Pligi, the Bara Mashman. They're both acceptable. They're both acceptable. So how come the Mishnah records Machlaikis? Not a Machlaikis. Marki Asre. They were, Bishamai were used to saying Boro Mior Ha'esh, and Bisila were used to saying Bore. But they'll both agree that either version is good. Boro, Bore, they're both good. Taisa suggests, why did Bisila choose to say Bore, if, according to the first version, according to Rabbi, that Boro for sure is Lashon L'Shavar. And Bore is questionable, like we had before. Moitzi Lachman Ha'aretz for sure is Lashon Avar. And Hamoitzi is a machleke. So why do we choose to say Hamoitzi? So say Moitzi, that everyone will agree that it's good. So Tais said no, because say Lechem, Hamoitzi, what do you say? Elkeinu Melecho Elam Moitzi. So you're going to be missing a mem. So in order to be lahafid beinat veikim, so that's why we choose to say Hamoitzi over there. So the same over here, Tais says, Vishlamar, the Loshen Kro Odiv. Since in biblical Hebrew, it says, it's describing the Rabban Shalom as having created the world with the Loshen Borei. It doesn't say Borah. It says Bereish is Borah Elokim. That's a story. That's telling a story. But it describes the Rabban Shalom as the one who created the world. So you say Borei Shemayim Enateim. You don't say Sheborah Shemayim Enateim. You always say it like that. So that's the taisvus, that's the premise of the whole Sefer Abu Dram, that all the brachas should be b'loshen HaTanach. So since in biblical Hebrew, that's what taisvus said before also. If you're worried about ha-moitzi, elokeinu melech ha-olam ha-moitzi, why do you say lechem min? Lechem min, you're going to swallow up a mem over there also. The Tosafot says that's the lashon haposik. Lotzi lechem the posik in the lashon. That's based on a pasuk. Based on a pasuk. That's what Tosafot says. You try to say in biblical Hebrew. That's the premise of the whole Abadram, in biblical Hebrew. So Rav Yosi says no. Bore baro, there isn't even a machlokes. Mark Yasrei. Mesil chose to say bore because loshon akro. Okay. So what is the real machlokes? Whether you say moore or moor. Ki pligi b'moor mare. B'shamas arichod and harika benura. There's only one flame. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Adam Rishon to use flame, so there's only one flame in Psilo Sarvi, Tuva Nahari Ike Benura. There are several flames. Rashi says, what do you mean there are several flames? He says they're different colors. Aduma Levana V'Irak Rakas. Different colors in the fire, so that's why Psilo choose to say the Loshon of Me'orehu. Tanya Nam Hyoch, Amlehem Psilo Labi Shamai, Habemaris Yesh Bu'ur. There are many different colors in the flame. So you see that's the Nekudas HaMachlokes. Here there's a famous word from the Vilna Gaon, I think they have in the Shnos Eliyahu, that the two Machlokes, Bisham Yisila, Lashitasim, if he's saying Shebara, like Bisham I says, so when the Rabbi Shalom created the flame and he taught Adam Rishon to use it, there was only one flame. But when man uses it today, if you say Bare, you're talking about the flame that man uses today, so that flame has many different colors. So I think the latest Ram is, what is he talking about? The Gemara says, Bore, Bore, Kuli, Amlo, Pligi. That's not a Machlokes. They both agree you're supposed to say Loshen Over. So initially, Rabbi thought that was a Machlokes, Bisilam, Bishamai, whether Bore is Hover, Bore is Loshen Over. Rabbi Yosi says, Elam, Rabbi Yosi, it's not true. They all agree it's Lishover. So the Brocha is Lishover. So what is it? The Vilna Gaon said, it's totally Zebizah. If you're talking about the flame that Rabban Shalom showed Adam Rishon, then Beishamah is, they say Shibarah, then you should say Ma'or Hoish, because the flame that he showed him was only one flame. But the flame that we use today, if you say Belosh and Hova Barei, and talking about the flame that people use today, so that has different colors in it. So they don't understand where the Vilna Gaon is coming from. That's not what it says in the Gemara. Unless he had a different shot from the way Rashi reads. That's not the machlokes. Okay, maybe we'll continue with the dinim of Havdalah a little bit more. How far does it go with Havdalah? Oh yeah, okay. Through Nun Gimel, and then we'll come back to the inyanim of Tumah V'Tahara. Very interesting dinim. I forgot all about it. This.